Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song.
Picture, anchor, drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah, yeah.
Let's get it going. Time to start the morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Locally grown radio. Got your host, James, here, joined by your CEO of United Way of Southwood, Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Got the band together,
we
Terry.
We do. And it's Friday for me.
Oh, nice. Kind of is for me, too. More on that in a moment we'll get to. We got a lot of great show for you today. We're going to get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to diving into that. That is always fun. We, of course, got some other great topics for you. Being the funny one at work, it can come with a couple of risks. We'll get into that. If you're dressing up for Halloween, how many of you are dressing up for Halloween? We've got some stats on that one for you as well. At the top of the 10 o'clock, it's a Thursday. You know what that means. It's our Pet of the Week with the Southwood County Humane Society. Denise going to join us. Looking forward to hanging out with her and finding out who our new Pet of the Week is and all that. A little bit of entertainment news. Get into some things going on in our area. And before we wrap up, how many of us are doing their own laundry? We got to talk about that. So I saw some weird stats on this one. I want to get into that one. All that coming up. Get into our schedule and plenty of other things. Terry, one of my favorite things is when our businesses and our nonprofits join forces, come together. We've got a great one going on tomorrow with you all and our friends at Paper City Savings.
Yeah, so Paper City Savings, as part of their campaign, annually, like forever, I think the whole time I've been in this role, has been doing a brat fry during campaign. And so all of the proceeds get donated to United Way. And that is happening at their 8th Street location starting at 10 a.m. tomorrow. And let me tell you, they have brats, hot dogs, hamburgers, cheeseburgers, big pickles. You know, that's always a draw,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Chips, soda, water. And the really awesome thing is they have desserts. Mm. And they are typically assorted, you know, like people, maybe their staff makes them, but you know, there might be a pumpkin bar.
Ooh.
Or a brownie or big cookies, but it's always like, and you just, you know, choose which dessert you want. I'm always in for that, right?
Yes.
Puppy
yeah.
chow. I mean,
oh, I love
just,
puppy chow.
Just all of those things, honestly, all of those things that I love that I don't make at home because then I eat them.
Right. This you can force yourself to be reserve about them.
And of course, this is open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really encourage you, take a break from buying lunch tomorrow. Well, I guess you're still buying lunch, but you're donating to something, right?
Yes.
So take a break from packing your lunch tomorrow and join us at Paper City Savings, Paper City Savings Bank, 8th Street South, and that is again starting at 10 a.m.
10 a.m. to 2:30. Head on over there. Be sure to make plans for that. You got your lunch plans covered tomorrow because as good as that food is, it's never going to taste better than when you know you're also putting into your and investing in your community. At the same time, you're getting fed, you're getting good food, and that. And you get to see the good people of Paper City Savings. Great people over there. We say good morning to all of our friends over there.
Well, and you know, I'm going to be out. I'm going to be gone tomorrow because of something else that was on my calendar, but I did. You know, this is just what we have to do. So I'm encouraging other business leadership. So I told my staff, pick what you want for lunch on me. So I'm not even going to be there and I'm still buying lunch.
Nice.
So, you know, that would be a cool, fun thing
yes.
for you to do. You know, you could pick up whatever. Even if you don't take orders from people, pick up a dozen cheeseburgers and go back and serve them up.
It's a great way to do it. That's a great idea. I love that.
And 12 desserts.
Yes. Make sure you get enough. the brats and the desserts. You
know,
need both.
Almost all of my staff said they wanted a big pickle, too.
Oh, I want to try
like,
one of those.
There's just something
yeah.
fun about those.
I haven't had one of those since I was a kid. Yeah, I would definitely have one of those.
Now, we always have a jar of them in our fridge.
So many good things over there. God, I love these brat fries and things
yeah.
like this. And we don't get as many of them this time of year, so it's a nice time to do it.
You know, and there's something about the kind of the cool, crispy weather and then the smell of that grill. It's
yes.
just like, as soon as
yes.
you pull in, you're like, oh, this is good.
I blame my dad for that one, yes. There's something about grilling this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
And really any time, especially in the winter or fall and stuff. It feels good. Another thing that feels really good, everybody, is being a part of Day of Caring. We've got that one right around the corner, Terry.
Yeah, so Day of Caring is this Saturday, like in 2 days,
yeah,
this
right.
Saturday.
Yeah.
And so this is an opportunity to volunteer. Come and join us. We are still taking volunteers. You can even spontaneously volunteer the day of. But we are still taking volunteers to help rake yards for elderly and disabled in our community. So what will happen on Saturday is we have 96 yards that are going to get raked on Saturday.
Yeah.
And we have about 435 volunteers signed up. You can still sign up. There are still t-shirts available. There's a couple of sizes that I think are sold out, but I think, you know, like smalls are gone, so then grab a medium, sure. right? Like, so we do still have t-shirts. They're good looking shirts.
Yes, they are.
Updated this year, a little bit new logo on the front, and lots of, you know, really awesome sponsors that all show up on the back of that shirt. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's really, I mean, two things, right? There's something about driving around Saturday morning and seeing all of these groups yes. in these matching shirts. But then there's also something that I love is later in this year, next year, seeing people in the community wearing those shirts. And, mm-hmm. and you know, really it's a tribute to all of the sponsors who help us be able to provide those shirts. It also, you know, speaks of community service and community investment. So you can still volunteer. We do still have, in addition to those 96 yards, we do have yards on a wait list.
Yeah.
So our friends at the River Kings will help with those next week because, mm-hmm. of course, they're not available on a Saturday to rake.
Sure.
But they do help us out next week. But if you, you know, if even if you're an individual, we'll put you with another group. You know, we really are looking for a strong showing. So here's how it works. 8 a.m., hot breakfast, Grand Rapids Lions Club. Mm-hmm. Free, right? Mm-hmm. Pancakes, fruit, like come on out and enjoy breakfast. That's happening at 8 a.m. You'll get your t-shirts, your yard assignment. Go in, have hot breakfast about 9 o'clock. You know, we get everybody out raking, and literally by noon we're done, right?
Yeah.
We just follow the rules of the municipality. So in Wisconsin Rapids, for instance, leaves have to be put in paper bags. Mm-hmm. The homeowner provides the bags. The volunteers don't have to worry about that. But we can't use plastic, right? That's been like that for several years. So the homeowner needs to have paper bags available. They know this. We, you know, say it when they sign up. We've reminded them with a postcard. So, you know, they're aware. They know the drill. In other municipalities like Port Edwards, Nacoosa, those are just being raked out to the curb because then they send their truck around to get them. Now, I'm putting this out there. I like to be in charge of a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I can't control the weather. Right. Neither can my staff. So, and what I'm saying about that, I mean, the weather looks like it's going to be nice, like the actual weather.
Mm-hmm.
But we do understand that not all of the leaves have dropped.
Right.
There's nothing we can do about that other than, you know, get on your knees and pray for wind today and tomorrow. Like, I don't know.
Shake a tree.
But we, meaning the volunteers, will mm-hmm. clean up the leaves that have dropped. That's what we can do, you know, and so sometimes, you know, people get a little maybe upset or, you know, they're concerned because maybe there's still a third of the leaves are up in the tree. You know, we're a little bit bound to this date because of when we have availability of volunteers. Next weekend, our community hosts the state cross country tournament, and it's huge, right? And it takes like 700 volunteers.
Yeah, yeah.
So we don't have the ability to compete. So this is the weekend, and we know the leaves were late this year to turn, and some are late to fall. But, you know, we're going to do the best we can with what we have on the 25th, and we appreciate understanding in that.
Yeah, and I think that's a great thing to note, but I would hope that this community, especially among our communities in this area, gets that, understands that. You guys have raked the lawn before. You understand how this goes. So also considering, you know, this is one of those events where it really does, your intentions mean so much. They go so far. If somebody rakes a lawn and there's one leaf still on the lawn, I don't know how you were upset about that. I think that we're all grateful not only for the services, but the people, the community coming together on this one and the way we're able to unify on this and show that camaraderie that not every community has, that we're very fortunate to have.
You know, and also a huge shout out to Grand Rapids Lions Club. I mean, not only do we convene there, but, you know, they are cooking the food, taking care of that aspect so that our team doesn't have to worry about that. We can mm-hmm. worry about getting people to where they need to go. So, you know, huge shout out to them. And then, you know, contributors to our breakfast. And I'm just going to call them out because I think it makes a big difference. And we literally have 175 people signed up just for breakfast. So we have Walmart, Quick Trip, Ocean Spray, and Pepsi all contributing just to the breakfast. So, you know, just a shout out to them for stepping up to the plate and helping us provide that.
Thank you to everybody who has already signed up and who will sign up or show up for Day of Caring going on this Saturday, as Terry just noted. And I apologize to anybody that I've rambled at this before, but to our new listeners out there, to people new to Day of Caring, I've been fortunate to be a part of four of them, I believe. And the first year that I did this, you guys set me up with a random lawn. It was one that, you know, that's how it works.
Yeah, I think you were helping us outside of the day, right? Because we had some carryovers, right, and we were right. Like, what are we going to do with all these? And you that's jumped right. in right away.
So I go there, and it's actually not too far from our building here. And I see the lawn. I'm like, okay, I've done this kind of thing my whole life. Since I was a kid, that was one of the things we did as kids, was go around the neighborhood offering to rake lawns to make a couple bucks or whatever and stuff. And my parents' lawn, helping my dad or whatever. It wasn't anything that I haven't seen before. Before I can get started, though, I introduce myself to the homeowners. And just a random couple, and you guys don't know who they are necessarily or anything, so just randomness of the setup. Other than, of course, it was a lawn that I could handle on my own. Sure. You know, that kind of thing. So I'm talking to the individual, and it was a man and his wife, and he was in a wheelchair, and we start talking, and he opens up his garage. And as he opens up his garage, I see right away on his table two Chicago White Sox hats.
Fast friends.
What is the odds of me running into another White Sox fan? That doesn't even happen in my own house.
I mean, there's only two of you.
Yes, literally only two of us in this whole area. Sheriff Becker, shout out to Sheriff. But there's only two of us in this area, and I happened to do the lawn and run into the one individual that is. We hit it off right away. I had a great conversation throughout the time I was there. He was very nice, very, very kind to me, and gave me one of his White Sox hats that I still have hanging in my room. And then above all this, I'm talking, and I hear this familiar voice behind me, and it's Gary, one of our longtime listeners that lives right next door to this individual.
Isn't that awesome?
It's one of my favorite days and favorite mornings I've had in this industry and in this area, really. It'll stay with me the rest of my life. And that's just one memory that I have among the many that I have of Day of Caring. Make your own memories. Be a part of this. Invest in your community by being a part of this great day. Sign on up, everybody, at uwswac.org. Be sure to get on over there, bookmark that page, and be a part of this great day. And again, remember, the Paper City Savings Bank has their Brat Fry going on tomorrow from 10 to 2:30 over there. Head on over there, get a brat, and put back into your community. Wanted to also thank you, Terry. Terry donated some of her bobbleheads and stuff for our collection over here. Thank you for doing that.
I have
that.
To give credit. It's actually my daughter.
Yeah, so
shout out to Allison.
Shout out to Allison. I appreciate her doing that. And interesting, I just wanted to get a programming note in real quick here, Terry, about a couple of things. One, I don't know if this has ever happened where you're going to be gone on a day and I am too. I won't be here tomorrow.
What?
I know. Wild. That doesn't happen usually. It's funny. Even I'm not used to it because I don't even know how to say this.
Wait, like the whole day?
The whole day. Whole day I will not be here. We will have...
Expulsion for bad behavior?
Yeah. I put it up there. I was able to negotiate this for a while and everything in their hearings that we've had and stuff, pushing the day off. And finally, the day has come. I actually am going to have to serve my sentence. No, I'm going to my old stomping grounds in Chicago to do a memorial for my Aunt Deb.
Nice.
We're going there for that. So I'll be out of town for that for a couple of days.
And, you taking your parents?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That'll be nice. Very cool.
We're going as a family. My brother and sister will meet us there and everything to remember, one of our favorites, one of our people. And so I'm looking forward to doing that. And what I'm also looking forward to is you guys, because you all get a fun show tomorrow, not just with the morning show where Seth and Laura are going to tag team that for you. So you're going to have a good one for you. They'll have the Star of the Day and El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, all the fix-ins that you love. But the Rapids Report is going to be just as unique because Melissa is going to sit in on that. And she'll be hosting that one for you. So I'll be back on Monday. I need this job. So they are not allowed
to
do
too good.
So hopefully
they don't do too well.
Too good. I asked them to pull back a little bit, especially Melissa, because she's really good at interviewing.
No offense, Seth.
But yeah. But I'm looking forward to hearing the show, and I know you all will be too. You guys are going to have a great time. They're going to get you ready for your weekend tomorrow. Again, the morning show, Seth and Laura will tag team that. Melissa will be sitting in on the Rapids Report.
You know, perhaps this is a learning opportunity for you.
No.
That you can take...
No.
Obviously, this is for a funeral, so that's different, but that you could maybe take a vacation day. Once in a while.
Maybe. I mean, maybe.
It's a good time to refresh and reset.
You might have a point. You might have a little bit of a point there. We'll see. We'll see if it hits home. We'll see. But, I'm looking forward to hearing the shows tomorrow. They should be a lot of fun. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back. We'll do some celebrating with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR. it's time to do some celebrating with our great friends at El Cafe in the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. You have some of the great food, great atmosphere, great people over there at El Cafe. Enjoy yourself. Wish them a good morning from all of us, everybody. Buy local, support local, support our friends at El Cafe. And of course, get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We want to celebrate with you. Email us info@WFHR.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages, of course. And you can call on up 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Go ahead and get a hold of us, everyone. Terry, I need a one or a two.
One.
All right. Gives us the qualifier. Boom, boom, boom. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Civic Media's own Noonday Niece. Noonday helps us make sure all of our buildings are in good condition. He is just an incredible resource around here and a really good guy.
Like, happy birthday.
Yeah. I appreciate him a lot. It's one of these things that came over with Civic Media that we've been so fortunate to have people like Noonday that really go around. A lot of the things that would probably, to be honest, we're a small staff. So things that we might not be able to get to for a year or something. Like, hey, weren't we supposed to fix that or do that or whatever? We get it done right away because of a guy like him. And he's not just doing that for us. He's doing that at all the Civic Media stations up and down the state.
Isn't that awesome to have a facility manager like that?
Really
that just,
is.
You know, can really be focused on.
And he knows his stuff, you know. I come from the duct tape family of, oh, we'll just put some duct tape on it. He's, no, actually, there's a better way to do this. And
that explains a little bit.
Oh, yeah, probably. Happy birthday, Noonday. Happy birthday. We also wish happy birthday to Avery Willis.
Happy birthday, Avery.
Avery got us her birthday this morning. Her daughter got us her birthday, so a shout out to her and her daughter. Happy birthday, Avery. And our qualifiers celebrating their 23rd anniversary, Steve and Jennifer Spaeth.
Happy anniversary.
Steve and Jennifer, 23. That's a special one. Enjoy it. Enjoy. And we encourage you to brag to all your friends, family, strangers, animals that you're our qualifiers today. Make sure they know. Let's see.
I haven't heard you add animals in.
I got to throw it in there once in a while. Looking at who you share your birthdays and anniversaries with is on this, our celebrity list. Emily Clark is 39. Daenerys Targaryen of Game of Thrones is easily her most famous role. It's really what put her on the spotlight. But she's good. She's been in Solo. She was in the Terminator movie. And she's got other stuff coming out and everything. She's a good actor. I'm curious to see where Emily Clark can go with her career. Because she's got the name. She's got the notoriety. And what you look for as an actor is, what can I jump off of? Okay, this movie did well in the box office. I can jump off that and springboard that into other roles. She's coming off of Game of Thrones, which I know was a couple of years ago and everything, but the momentum of that show is almost better now than it was when it ended. I know this is a weird thing, but when you get a year or two away from a show, nobody's focused on the series finale. Nobody's focused on the negatives. They're romanticizing the show. They're thinking about the ratings. They're thinking about the memories, the good moments of the show. So for her, this is a sweet spot right now to really be hitting auditions and really getting out there. Because as big of a name as she is and good as she is, she's still in one of those realms where you got to work for it. You got to keep fighting to have your career. So many actors around that age range, and especially having the bounce off that she has, kind of like feel like they, some, I shouldn't say a lot, some actors seem like they can just kind of, well, I'm going to get work. It'll be fine. When there's 25 other Emily Clarks right behind her waiting to take those jobs and fighting for them, really. Auditioning. Yeah, you got to go out there. You got to put yourself out there. Let's see. Meghan McCain is 41, former co-host of The View. The great, the funny Ryan Reynolds is 49. He is Deadpool. he is Van Wilder. Was in the Blade movies. A lot of great stuff. I think you could make an argument Ryan Reynolds is maybe the best at breaking the fourth wall. He's so good at it. It's part of what made him good at Deadpool, but he was great at this long beforehand.
Yeah. He's, I even think of him in a few of the rom-coms he was in.
Yes,
like,
yes.
That's where I love him.
Him and Sandra Bullock, just speaking of that, built up a friendship that is really, really strong and goes on really good to this day, to the point where they do a lot of nonprofit work together and everything. Ryan Reynolds is hilarious. He's got some of the best comedic timing you'll find. He's a complete actor. He can do dark, serious, rom-coms, all those things. And bet on himself with the Deadpool movies, just very similar to Robert Downey Jr. and Sherlock and some of that stuff. But what I think it's lost in the shuffle with him a lot of the time is so much, he comes from a really rough background. and he hasn't forgot it. And he really does try to do good in this world. He really does try to put a lot of good out there. One of the things that the last story I just saw about him, not even like a week or two ago, and this is about a year removed from the last Deadpool movie coming out and everything, he still goes to cancer wards, like kids' cancer wards, dressed up as Deadpool. The character Deadpool was suffering from cancer, and it's part of the reason why he did some of the things he did and everything, so there's a little bit of a tie in there. He's got the suit and everything just so he can do that, just so he can show up at like similar to Johnny Depp with the Captain Sparrow outfit, and he just go like for no reason whatsoever, he'll just show up kids' hospital in Pittsburgh.
And what's not to love about that?
Yeah, it's hard not to root for guys like that. Yeah. One of the better, really the beginning of this short quarterback, Doug Flutie is 63 today. Doug Flutie's got two, if not three, a couple more, but at least one or two of the most important moments in college football history or football history. I know I always liked his career, and it's kind of interesting to think of him now where we see so many shorter quarterbacks. Now it's not a... It's not as far-fetched to see a 5'11", 5'10 quarterback anymore. And I think a lot of that begins, or it does begin with Doug Flutie. He's pretty much the first, and certainly the first to prove that you could do it.
Sure.
Weird Al is 66. Weird Al Yankovic, 66 years
do
old.
Do not recite any lyrics, because then I can't get it out of my head the whole day.
Just eat it. Just eat it.
No, Amish Paradise.
Amish Paradise is the one. Yes, Amish Paradise is the one.
All day.
So many of his, you look at, like, I talk about this, especially with singers, you know, that you can remain relevant for multiple decades. Madonna and certain people like that, Barbara Streisand, Cher, all these entertainers that are able to be relevant for so many years, having hits in multiple decades, some of those things. You got to give Weird Al credit. He's done the same thing. And I think one of the things that is really noteworthy about his career is how many of the people that he has parodied that love him.
Yeah, like they don't care. You know what I mean? Like they don't seem to get hot under the collar about it.
Yeah, and people that you wouldn't think would, like people that take themselves really seriously, but he did this and they're like, oh, we love it.
Or we
find the funny in it.
Is it like a badge of honor of sorts? Like, oh, is he going to grab my song? You know,
I would think so. And not for nothing, when he does come out with Beat It, you look at the album sales for him and they're good. Well, guess what? Michael's Beat It album also rises up and everything. So if I was one of those people being parodied, I look at it as a positive. Too.
You know, back in the day, remember when you could buy cassette singles?
Oh,
because you know those were $2 and you didn't want to spend $10 on the whole thing.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
But they 100%. Could have put the real song on one side and Weird Al on the other side.
Wow, would that have been smart? Oh, that'd have been really smart. Oh, especially if it's on the same record company and everything. Oh, that'd have been really smart to do. One of the smarter, better individuals in music, Dwight Yoakam is 69.
I just saw Dwight Yoakam last year.
How was that?
Fabulous. And it was at the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee. So that's kind of like the Grand Theater in Wausau. So, you know, smaller, compact, acoustics are really good. He was fabulous. I've seen him a few times, but we just happened to be in Milwaukee and like, anything going on? And then I saw that. I'm like, oh, well, that's what's going on.
I'd love to see him live. He is probably my favorite guitar player in country music. I really love the way he swings, he stings that guitar.
And he's got the best twang.
He's got a good one. He's also got his own sound, you know, the rockabilly Bakersfield kind of country sound that he does. Not to say that Chet Baker and others obviously didn't do it, but his own version of it, and you don't really hear any of it. Even from when he first started out to now, you still don't hear a lot of people doing that style of music. He's very unique and truly done it his way throughout his whole career. Also, fantastic actor. Fantastic actor. He's good. I didn't know who he was, and I knew him as an actor before I knew him as a singer, really. And him in Sling Blade, he's so good in that. Panic Room, he's so darn good at it. He hangs with all these other actors. Forrest Whitaker talks very highly of him as an actor and on set. And especially one thing that I think is noteworthy about him that you don't see with rock stars, you don't see with country stars or musicians, really. They'll act, but they want to play a character that's cool. They want to play a character that looks good or is a hero or something.
That maybe fits their image, kind of. Yeah.
Dwight Yoakam is known as being one of the good guys in country music, one of the good guys in the industry. People love him, like working with him, all that. As an actor, he plays these characters that are creepy and ugly and all this, and he really pushes himself as an actor. I really admire that.
It kind of speaks to his, like, the low hat, you know, like that mysterious kind of aura. You know, and talk about short guys. He is short.
Is he? Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have guessed that. Yeah. Ang Lee is 71. Great director. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Life of Pi. So many great movies he's directed.
That book is so creepy. I mean, it's good.
Yeah, but I hear you. Ugh. And boy, nothing but legends to celebrate today and the people no longer with us. Like maybe the greatest name in golf history, Chichi Rodriguez. Born in this day in 1935, Chichi would do this swing and this like fencing thing when he would hit a hole in and stuff that I always thought was cool. The greatest Puerto Rican golfer of all time, too. And Pele, born in this day in 1940, the greatest soccer player of all time.
Ever.
Messi and all these other guys are great. They're legends. They may have more goals than him, all this other stuff. Nobody literally built the sport of soccer around the world like Pele did.
Agree.
One of the greatest charismatic athletes of all time, too. And the greatest talk show host of all time, Johnny Carson, born on this day in 1925. There are a lot of great talk show hosts, a lot of good ones, a lot of ones still working. Nobody like Carson. And there is no way late night TV is where it is without Johnny Carson. It was the only game in town. There was only one Tonight Show. It was so good that other networks started coming up with Tonight Shows.
Like, oh, why aren't we doing this?
Yeah, because
right?
of how good Johnny was. He is the benchmark for everything that going forward. There's always going to be late night TV, I feel like. It's starting to dip down a little bit, but I think there's always going to be late night shows. And every one of them, from now until the end of time, is going to be built on the blueprint that Johnny Carson created. And I say that because Johnny was not just a host. Johnny Carson, behind the scenes, had his hands in everything. He was the executive producer of that show, as well as one of the bookers. There's some stuff about Johnny Carson that I don't necessarily respect, but there's so much about him that I admire and respect and have learned from. In many ways, anybody doing this job that I am right now, or a lot of the night shows that you see out there, were all poor impressions of Johnny Carson. We really are, because he was the greatest. And John Heisman, born in this day in 1869, legendary college football coach who invented the handoff, the flea flicker, and the center snap. And that is part of the reason why his name is on the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, can you even believe that?
It's insane.
Oh,
before him, the center would roll the ball to the quarterback.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that a cool, one of the coolest things?
I guess I didn't realize that.
Imagine in today's day and age, Joe Montana sitting back, game-winning drive in the Super Bowl, all this drama, all this intention, and then just a little roll. Like it feels like it would take a lot of the seriousness out of the game, I feel like.
Yeah, or think about pre-turf.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, and I know those fields were immaculately groomed, but what you're rolling the ball, there's a little
in
little
baseball
divot.
It happens.
You know what
where
I mean?
It hits like, a divot and it goes crazy. So yeah,
could you even they go to roll it back and all of a sudden it's like, or doesn't even go through their feet. I mean, I kind of need to find some old video of this now because I think it's kind of funny.
I would love to see something like that. That is a great point. Wow. And some great birthdays and anniversaries to celebrate today. We encourage you to celebrate with our friends over at El Cafe today. Everybody, get on over there. We'll be back with more show. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with us. Referenced Michael early. Had to get that in there.
I don't think you could understand my love for this album.
Oh, the whole album.
I even had a glove.
Nice. Oh, I had one too. Yeah. I had to have one. It was a big thing back then. That's such a great album. It can be a little scary sometimes being the funniest one in the room or funniest one in your workplace or anything like that. So I saw this headline and thought they were talking directly at me or my one of my friends that I had growing up or something, because this website, The Conversation, has an article called "Why You Seriously Need to Stop Trying to Be Funny at Work." They say it can backfire and comes with two big risks. So folks who use humor effectively at work can end up being seen as more confident, more competent. So it can be tempting to try it, and it certainly can have its positives. But folks who use humor effectively but then when jokes fall flat, the negative effects can be even more drastic. The two big risks are you can end up looking less credible and lose people's respect. They claim there are two main things that make a good work joke. It would be unexpected, or it should be unexpected, or seem like it, quote, breaks the rules in some way. But it also has to come across as harmless. If what you say isn't edgy at all, you seem boring. But if you seem too edgy, you might offend people. Welcome to being a comedian. Welcome to what I do. That's the world we live in. Even jokes that do work can sometimes backfire. One study found bosses who joke around too much, even if they're funny, can end up pushing employees to pretend they're constantly amused. That can cause burnout. So there's, downsides to all this. If you feel like you're the funny one at work and people really seem to dig your material, feel free to keep doing what you're doing. Just don't force it. In general, the risks of being funny at work tend to outweigh all the benefits. A good joke might get a laugh, but a bad one might get you, worse than that. This is why I don't try to be funny. Because I know this. I know that it wouldn't. No, I know. I don't try. I just am not funny. Yeah, I'm just not born with a funny bone.
If it happens organically, fine. But yeah, don't force it, right?
This is no different than your day-to-day life with your friends or your significant other or anybody else. I think that this is comedy 101. Don't force it. Jokes, it's a little bit like a life is stranger than fiction. You don't really have to make things up. Just tell your own life story, and there's some wild, crazy stuff in there. All of our lives have it. I don't feel like you really have to exaggerate. You just tell your story. That's the way I've always approached it, at least.
And not everyone is funny.
Yes, and that's okay. That's all right. If this means something to you, I say wait. Your moment will come. You'll have your moment to be funny or whatever. But I don't know that the ends justify the means. At the same time, I don't like the idea of people being afraid to try to make others laugh. There's a balance here, I think.
Yeah, and the article referenced, if you're in a leadership role, in one of the points there. And it's like, you can still be funny and you can still have that relationship with people, but you have to use it at appropriate times,
right?
Like, it's not when somebody is nervously coming into your office for a conversation. Could be a good conversation, but you have to, I think the bigger part here is you have to be able to read people.
Exactly. And that's the thing that not only this article's missing, I think, and I did read the article at the conversation, encourage you to check it out if you'd like. I feel like the art, not only this misses, but comedy misses and comedians miss oftentimes. There's this pushback for comedy happening in comedy for the last 5, 8, 10 years, whatever it's been, about, oh, we can't tell certain jokes anymore because of cancel culture and blah, 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 blah. Oh, no, you have to work to be funny. Oh, no, you have to work at your craft. You can't just go out there and tell some lame, dumb joke that comedians have been telling for 60, 70 years. All of a sudden, you got to actually work at comedy. I don't feel bad for you. That's the way comedy has evolved from the beginning. There was a person that told, why did the chicken cross the road? The next guy that wanted to tell that joke, it wasn't funny. So he had to come up with a new joke. This is comedy. Welcome to the world. I don't feel bad for anybody about that. And I think that if you're complaining about it, you're missing the point. It's not just about offending people. It's not funny. You're that's the point. We're here to laugh. You're not making us laugh. This is context. The biggest, one of the most important parts of comedy is context, is reading the room, knowing the people you're around. The conversation doesn't really approach that. So to your point, Terry, you know your employees, you know the people you're around, so you're not going to walk in there telling a knock-knock joke if you know your employees hate knock-knock jokes.
Or they don't have doors.
Or these poor people have never had a door, so they have no idea what you're referencing. that'd be my luck. I try to tell a knock-knock joke to somebody who's never had a door.
Like, what do you mean? Knock-knock what? It's all about, I think it's all about timing, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I had a really, years ago, of an employee that was hilarious. I mean, like, really. And had kind of a comeback for almost everything.
Yeah.
And I think the learning curve there was coaching on what is an appropriate time to use that humor.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because
yes.
They were funny, like funny, but it's right. Like, whoa, not
yes.
The right time.
Yeah.
And I think that people who genuinely are funny or use, some kind of comedy, often that surfaces when they're nervous.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times it's not the right audience, right? Like, you're using it to cool yourself down or to prepare for something. It's like, whoa, go do that in the bathroom in the mirror. Don't do it to the 20 people in front of you.
It's one of the biggest things I try to get across to people in this job and many jobs. Read the room. Know your audience. And it goes a long way. And I wouldn't force it.
But, there's nothing wrong with being funny. And having a lighthearted atmosphere at work.
I genuinely think we need more of that than less. And I that's part of where I wanted to touch and wrap up on is you know, hopefully people aren't hesitant to try or anything. I think it's more times than not, it's probably worth it because I think you know your people. If you're brand new to the office, maybe wait a little bit. But if you've known these people or something, you know the room, you know the audience. Go ahead. And like you said, timing is so important to this. That's comedy in general. The number one rule in comedy, timing. You got to get it down. They say. See, now my timing was completely
off.
Who
are they? An age-old question.
It is a good question. Coming up, we got another good question for you. Are you dressing up for Halloween? We got some stats on that one, but we want to hear from the audience. Let us know. And we would really love to know what you're dressing up as. Go ahead and call us up or with the Civic Media app or hit us up at 715-424-2600. Terry and I will be back with more show. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR. We hope you're having a good day out there. I'm sorry.
Perfect.
I'm in a mood. We hope you're having a good one out there.
Thanks for joining us.
Yep. Terry and James on our Friday here this Thursday. We hope you're having a great day out there. We have got some good stuff lined up for you in the 10 o'clock hour. Denise from the Southwood County Humane Society going to join us with our Pet of the Week. Looking forward to that and talking about things over at the Humane Society, how that's going. Terry and I will have a couple of other great stories for you next hour, including how many of us are doing our own laundry. We're getting into that. Got to get into that. Some good stories
of the
day.
Who the heck's
doing it? Yeah, that's a great follow-up question. All that coming up for you. But for right now, we want to hear from you out there. Audience, we want you to play the morning show at-home version that you all received. That is a Civic Media app. Call or text us with the app or call up at 715-424-2600. If you're an adult and you're dressing up this Halloween, are you? Well, let us know if you're dressing up and what you're dressing up as. A new poll found over a third of people who plan to dress up for Halloween still haven't picked out a costume yet.
Wow. It's a week.
You got
probably
a week.
That third is men.
You got a week? Absolutely is. I guarantee it is.
Unless they're in a like couple or family costume that's been laid out for them.
So a good portion is men. And I would say another good portion of people that probably have like a couple of ideas and they can't decide on the one like that. This poll is interesting, too, because they found that this many people are dressing up this year. Around 1 in 4 adults said they're dressing up. And 37% of them still don't know what their costumes will be. And this stat has stayed pretty consistent over the decade, you know, of how many adults are dressing up and everything. And to your point, Terry, men are a little more likely to wait until the last minute. 40% of guys have picked out a costume or compared to 33% of women. I haven't picked out a costume, sorry, compared to 33% of women. But ladies are not alone
so
in this.
So predictable.
One. This can be, when you have multiple ideas, it can be difficult. I don't know necessarily what this is. I feel like every year I have an idea of what I want to do, and I just kind of do it. This year, like last year, I've got a costume that I'll be honest, I paid a good penny on, so I'm using it for the next couple of years. I'm dressing up the same thing I did last year.
Fair but enough.
I also don't, you know, go out and about and everything. I'm probably going to be handing out candy this year. Won't be being a part of any trick-or-treating or parties or anything like that. So mine is a little more limited.
The candy hander-outer is an important part of trick-or-treating.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We take it very seriously. My father and I fight over it in our house. He got to do it last year. I get to do it this year. Are you dressing up for Halloween? Are you doing anything?
So I do, but you know, it's cheating. Like, it's a really easy dress up, right? So there's one of two things, but I always, the last few years, I've been doing the same. So I have it actually used to be my grandma's. So it's a, like a shawl, like a cape that you put on, and it's a skeleton. So it looks like your, you know, bones. So you just wear like all black underneath and then put that on and then you look like a skeleton. And I've been wearing that for years and I like wearing it because it's just fun. But my mom and I also have twin witches costumes.
Nice.
So, you know, sometimes the twin witches come out, but I've been doing the skeleton and that was kind of my plan because it's just... I'm just lazy.
That's awesome. I think it's fun. I gotta see that.
And then we have kind of a fun, we have a fun neighborhood kind of garage party where everybody, you know, when they're done trick or treating with their kids, obviously we don't have kids at home that are trick or treating. Mm-hmm. So then we all just do that. Everybody brings a snack to share and, you know, just visit and goof around. And so our candy, just FYI, is unattended. The light is on. The candy is sitting out. So you just help yourself.
I always appreciated when people did that. I was never a part of a group of friends that took more than the amount. now. I always thought that was cool. You know, that was something that I always thought was, we didn't talk about it. We just grabbed one and kept moving. Like, I always thought that was cool. And I like people doing that better than not having anything out.
Yeah, me too, Scrooge.
I really enjoy, part of what I enjoy, I should say, at this time of year is, we don't really talk about so many of those kind of things that were really common when we were kids, but it's really like, wow, that still is a thing. People still do this and it's still okay. It still is done well and stuff. There's so much about this holiday that I think we could really take some, you know, pride in as Americans. Not only that we're still doing this and our kids are still able to have fun and do these things and have a safe Halloween, but how much of this is relied on strangers relying on strangers and being cool with each other, or, you know, people that have never been introduced all of a sudden walking up to your door asking for something and we're cool with it. I think that that's a positive in our society.
Yeah.
That we're still doing that.
You know, so two things that I just thought of while you were talking. One, I should put a little note at the bottom of the bowl, right? Like, if this bowl is empty, some other kid has a stomach ache. You yes. know, like they took the whole bowl.
That's correct.
But other thing, Wisconsin Rapids folks, just keep in mind too, that because this has been going on for a long time and I think it's really, really important. The high school, Lincoln High School DECA Club, does trick or can during trick or treating.
Yeah.
So if you see high schoolers coming to your door, they're looking for a non-perishable food item. So, you know, entertain that, right? Because they're doing a huge food drive for Focus Food Pantry. And so I really encourage you, you know, it gets them. They've kind of aged out of trick-or-treating, or is there an age? But you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
But they dress up and they come out. So, you know, don't turn those high schoolers away. They're doing something good. Better yet, find something in your pantry that's not expired that you can donate and have it ready.
Yeah, it goes a lot farther than we can put into words, everybody. Those kind of things are so meaningful. Encourage you to do that. Be a part of that. Help out your community. And to that point, Terry, I want to remind everybody that we've got a lot of great events going on in the area considering involving Halloween. We want to know about them. If you're a nonprofit and you're hosting a Halloween activity or an event this month, please let us know. You can email us, info@WFHR.com, or give our front desk a call 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, 424-1300. Get Pam your activity, we'll make sure to get it to the audience and make sure everybody knows about it. And we are doing something very fun on next Friday, Halloween. Not only our morning show, Seth and Laura are going to sit in with me, but I have invited all of our co-hosts to stop by if they want, as long as they are dressed up. If they are dressed up, they are welcome to come by and jump on the air here with us for a minute. It's a little bit of pressure, but I can't help myself. I don't have a lot of power, Terry. So, I'm going to use the little tiny bit I have.
And what are you dressing up as?
Jack Skellington. Okay. The same thing I was last year. Yeah, nothing fun. But I have fun with it. I enjoy
nothing
it.
Fun.
The other thing we're going to be doing that's going to be really fun on Friday is tune into WFHR 97.5 FM or 1320 AM to hear our special show filled with spooky stories, scary songs, and creepy poems, all on the Civic Media app if you'd like. Otherwise, it'll be right here broadcasting live. We're going to have some fun from 5 to 8 on next Friday on Halloween with our Halloween show. It's going to be fun.
Cool.
Big thank you to all of our sponsors and everybody that pitched in on that one. We greatly appreciate it. And this team worked really hard on that one. Got a lot of Halloween events going on in the area. We'll be touching on those throughout the week, next week and stuff, and making sure you know about them. But one that's happening tomorrow that is not a Halloween event, but it would be scary if you weren't there. Join the Paper City Savings Bank and our friends at the United Way of South Wind Adams Counties for their broad fry going on tomorrow. Their annual broad fry, I should say.
Yeah.
10 to 3 over at Paper City Savings tomorrow. Get yourself a broad or a burger or a hot dog, maybe some sweets, maybe get all of it. And of course, know that as good as it'll taste even better because you're putting back into your community. 100% of the proceeds go into the United Way, and they put 100% into us. We appreciate them, have their back like we have, like they have ours. And of course, join our friends over at Papier City Savings, 4200 A Street South, right here in Rapids, 10 to 2:30 tomorrow for their broad fry that's going on. And I mentioned some of those Halloween events going on. The Truck or Treat event on Sunday, October 26th from 3 to 5 will be in front of the municipal building in the village of Port Edward. Be sure to be aware of that if you're interested in that trunk or treat event. That's going to be a fun one. And our rafters going on this weekend have their fall festival celebration. That'll be from 11 to 3. Join them in celebrating the feelings of fall. They're going to have a petting zoo, brats and beverages, vendors, pumpkin painting, truck viewing, candy and treats. The rafters were in last week talking about this, and they are so excited. They got a lot of pumpkins over there.
Visit them after Day of Caring, please.
Yes.
Not instead.
Yes.
There's plenty of time.
Absolutely.
Join us for breakfast, rake a yard, then head over to the rafters and do fun family stuff.
You've mentioned before, usually done by noon at the latest everything. You got another 3 hours to head on over to Winterfield.
Excellent.
And check out the truck viewing, the candy, the treats, all the fun things that they're doing over there. Have fun with the Fall Festival celebration from 11 to 3 and get there afternoon. And be sure to meet them over at Winterfield, 521 Lincoln Street, right here in Rapids. If you didn't see, I encourage people to check out their Facebook page. There's been some, you know, changes, some movement with the rafters in their front office and with their manager position. We got a new field manager for this year. Looking forward to having them join us on Playmakers at some point. It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to that second hour right around the corner. We're going to be diving into that in moments. We'll kick it off with our friend Denise and our Pet of the Week from the Southwick County Humane Society coming up right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.